I'd also like to acknowledge the traditional custodians of the land on which we are meeting here today, the Latchi Latchi people, and also pay my respects to their elders, both past and present, and any that may be in the room. Thank you. I'd like to welcome the press and all ratepayers here today, and thank you for your attendance. Councillors, we might turn our attention now to any apologies, no apologies, confirmation of minutes at the ordinary council meeting, the 28th of March, and the confidential meeting on the same day. Lord Mover.
I'd move the minutes for.
Councillor Clements moving. Councillor, you want to second it? Councillor Clements has moved. Councillor Milne, would you like to second?
I'll second it with a correction.
Okay, thank you. Grab that correction.
That the minutes be accepted in doing so, that I move that Councillor Eccles' apology for not being at the meeting be accepted, as this was not formally done at the last meeting.
Okay, are you happy to accept that, James? Thank you. That addition. And all councillors in favour? Against? It's moved. Thank you. Confirmation of assembly of councillors at 6, the recommendation, if I can have a mover, thank you. Councillor Milne, seconded. Councillor Modica, those in favour? Against? So moved. No notifications of absence?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Now we go to turn our attention to the mayoral report at 8.1. Can I have a mover and a seconder? Thank you. Mover, Councillor Clements, seconder, Councillor Kappa. I'll give my report before putting the motion. Got a couple of things that I'd like to report on. Seeing it's Anzac Day week, I'd just like to report that I went to the parade of the cadets down at the drill hall on Saturday. And I was really heartened because see so many young people, and they have had a little bit of a drive for new membership, and it was great to see young people in the parade. Also on the day, they welcomed Lieutenant Commander Jeff Paul, who's in charge of the 12 districts throughout the state. And he did make an announcement too whilst he was here that about $240,000 is going to be spent out at Lake Coleraine, and a further $1 million for the drill hall in that upgrading those facilities, and that's coming out of the Department of Navy, I believe, or the Defence Department, but that was fabulous to hear that. Also, I think from a perspective of local business enterprise, it's interesting to see that once again, Dr. Bruce Camboris won the Zenith Global Beverage Award, and this is his fourth year in a row. It's a global award, and it was for this, for that particular product. And it was for Best Aqua Drink, Best Sustainability Initiative, and Best Technology Innovation. And I think that's for 4 years in a row. It's quite an achievement. And today I went down to Euston and Robinvale to attend their commemorations for Anzac Week, and of course Villa's Britno 100 years commemoration at Robinvale, and the new commemorative site that you'll see as you pass over the Robinvale Bridge on the right hand side. Fabulous work by the community over 10 years to bring that to fruition, and Andrew Broad was there and opened that and gave a quite a memorable speech, and that was something to be hold today. And also just before that I was at Euston, and they had a consecration. They moved one of their iconic monuments from one part of town to another part of town, and that was also good. So it was great to be in attendance for that. So, councillors, can I have? I have the move in a second. Could I have the somebody? Can I have the put the motion? Is it accepted? Thank you. Against? Thank you.
It's carried.
Carried. Now, council reports on 9.1. I have a mover.
Move it. And I've also got a further report.
Thank you, councillor Milne. Seconder.
Yeah.
Councillor Brown. Councillor Milne.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Firstly, I'd like to acknowledge the work Councillor Cupper has done with the Dandelion Project in trying to access work for people with autism. We both attended that earlier this month. And the project, I don't think it hasn't received the publicity it should, which is disappointing. And I'd urge the press, the media tonight, and the community to put more effort into this project. That it's fantastic when you hear the young people with autism out in our community that have tried so hard, and we're talking multiple job interviews, and you know they're very bright, they can do the work, but the job interview is often the stumbling point, and the work she's done is tremendous, so I'd just like to acknowledge that. Further to that, I've yesterday attended the VLGA Problem Gambling Subcommittee, and that was a launch by Tim Costello of the Alliance for Gambling Reform of their 2018 Victorian election policy summary. And Reverend Costello pointed out that poker machines are to us what guns are to America. They're our blind side. They're there and they're causing damage, but we don't acknowledge that. There's 63% of problem gamblers are women. 50% of pokie income is generated from problem gamblers, and 80% of people in a pokie venue are experiencing harm, and it's a big concern. Many councils now have their own poker machine strategies. Many refuse to hold functions where there are poker machines or fund functions in the same venues. Many AFL clubs are getting out of the poker industry as they recognise the damage being done to their communities and supporters. There's also a push to see licences retired, so we have less machines, given that we've got the most per capita in the world. Vision Super, our municipal superannuation company, are on the verge of voting to divest themselves of $150 million of Woolworths shares because of Woolworths poker machine ownership. And locally, over $25 million is lost on poker machines in Mildura each year, and that's about 50% of what people pay in rates. It's an amazing amount of money, and I believe that we need to do more to help people in our community that have been harmed by the machines. We need a policy. I've got a copy of a policy, and it's around seeking fewer machines, machine design, $1 maximum bets, and a few other things, and I'll table that later that can be sent around to all the councillors. I also attended the Mildura 400 last weekend. Off-road rally, very, very dusty. But it's a great event and very important to our community. Brings a huge amount of money in, and it was held over Saturday and Sunday. Also went across to Tail and Bend on Sunday to support our local riders, Josh Waters and Ned Forkhead, and Seth Crump. We'll claim him. He's Phil Crump's grandson, Jason Crump's son. Doesn't live here, but basically a product of St. Rosia. And again, road racing. It's an amazing facility over there. People are buying property, houses. People from overseas are building houses and garages there so they can ship their cars from Asia, keep them there and fly over on weekends to race their cars. I also attended yesterday a VLGA workshop. That was excellent. It was on governance. They highlighted the work of the company director's course, which some of our councillors are doing, and there was a need for councillors, particularly with changes to the Local Government Act that are coming up, to act more as directors and not community activists, their words, not mine. There's been some major upheaval in local government due to poor governance, which has been in the press lately, and changes coming forward to the Act are a move to address those problems. I think one of the points that I took away from the day, and I think it was a good quote. It's from a US philosopher, H.L. Mencken, and it is, for every complex problem, there is an answer that is clear, simple, and wrong. And I think that's sort of pertinent. So that's the end of my report. Thanks, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Councillor. Yes.
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. Just a couple of things to note on page 13. I think Mr. Rich Sexton has got these noted, the attendance at the forum. It's got all eight of us there, but that doesn't align with the other minutes. And just a couple of things, the forum and cemetery meeting, I think we'll put out the council cover instead of mine. So a quick report from myself with regards to the March attendance. The Sunny Tape Graduation Awards, I wanted to congratulate all involved. It was quite inspirational to hear what some of those students have overcome personally to achieve their qualifications. Second thing, I'd like to comment on the Mega Melody Weekend. So Underwood Primary School Loop the Pink Lake Walk, Odeon Pacing Cup and the Mallee Root Festival. These successful family-friendly events involved a lot of voluntary hours, but also council's assistance was acknowledged and appreciated. My third notes are relative to the Mildura Cemetery Trust. We have three quite exciting updates. So we have started the process towards the support centre at the Murray Pine Cemetery. Recently been successful in an application for funding from the Department of Health and Human Services to assist with the establishment of this. And designs are currently underway and we hope to go out to tender for construction phase next month. The second is a central mapping system for both our cemeteries. So we've engaged a consultant to create a centralised web-based mapping and grave search facility for both the Nichols Point and the Murray Pines cemeteries. This program will enable members of the public to search for the resting places of family members and friends at any time of day or night and anywhere in the world. And the third update is the new lawn section at Nichols Point. In response to levels of demand, Mildura Cemetery Trust has recently expanded its lawn aerial capacity with the completion of the new area on the site of the former Sexton's residence. On the Caradoc Avenue entrance, and there's 500 sites available. Further development planning for the site is also underway, where a range of new ashes interment and memorialisation options will be made available. Thanks for letting me share that.
Thank you, Councillor Phil. Any other councillors? Councillor Brown?
Just to add, number three, I was at the show and
just
shine.
Just turn your microphone around.
I'm sorry. Yeah, sorry. I was at the show and shine and also the OU Valley Room Festival. Just add that to the list. I've probably got it for you.
Thank you, Councillor Brown. Any further reports, councillors? Mm-hmm. Councillor Capper.
Yeah, thank you. I just wanted to let councillors know that we've amended the record in terms of the three events that I didn't attend that are under my name, and also acknowledge that Councillor Meerpool chaired the forum when I was unable to attend because of work commitments. So thank you for that, Councillor Paul. Just in terms of the Dandelion Project for Autism Employment, I want to thank Councillor Mill for his attendance at the launch and his interest in the project. I guess make clear though, just partly give credit to everyone who was involved, particularly Chris Brown and Nick Costino, who did a lot of media in the lead up to that launch. I want to acknowledge the Mildura Weekly, the Sunraysia Daily. There were multiple reports on 99.5 and Star FM. There were multiple reports on ABC, and also the council Facebook page heavily promoted that as well. So to that extent, I'd also just like to give a plug to the next event in that, which is next Tuesday, an employers forum. So for employers who are interested in being a part of this innovative and I think, you know, breakthrough program for people with autism in this community, the forum's happening next Tuesday at 1 o'clock at the council offices because council's a proud partner of that. In addition, I just wanted to note a couple of events which again I think are very exciting. One of those happened last week. A women's roundtable committee was established at a meeting where we brought together by invitation various women in the area to be able to start talking about our think tank event, which is scheduled for June, which will be open invitation to the entire community, and something where I think we will be able to working out as a community of women what we want to do with this new platform that we have to promote gender equality, with the portfolio for gender equality. Just in terms of a very informal brainstorm, there were many different really exciting, clever ideas and concepts for what we can do there. So I have every faith that I think that we will very soon become a leader in the field, I would dare say even maybe nationally, certainly in regional circles, in terms of what we can achieve. There was also another event that I went to, which was kind of a prelude to a more formal event, which I know the invitation will be extended to everybody, in terms of digital storytelling, which is a new thing. It was put together by Ian Seal and his team from Three for All Foundation, which is a little known foundation in this community. Ian operates internationally, and certainly within the metropolitan area of Melbourne, does amazing things in terms of human rights projects for young people, and he's based a lot of the time here, working with our Koori kids, our LGBTI kids, and also our kids in care. And digital storytelling was an opportunity to bring all of these children together to essentially put down in video format their messages to us as community leaders, to say what their lives are like, being different, being diverse in some way in our community, and what we can do to help them feel included and to be a positive part of our community so we can get the best of their talents. It was, you can tell from usually talking, you know, I can talk pretty easily, but I was really speechless at this event because it was incredible, and there'll be a follow-up soon, so please keep an eye out for that, and that's all. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you, Kim. Anyway, thank you, Councillor Cutler. Any further reports, councillors? We've had a mover and a second, so can I have the put the motion that the reports be accepted? Those in favour? Against? Carried. Let's go to 10 now. Responses to councillors' questions. Councillor Max Dorburn, traffic signals, 15th Street. Are you happy with the report?
Yeah, it completes the question I originally asked. Yes.
Thank you, Councillor Thorburn. And 10-2, Ungool Oval watering costs. Councillor Thorburn.
I'll pass that on to these people that asked the question.
Okay, thank you. And CBD car parking, Councillor Thorburn. Happy with that report?
One of the few questions I asked that I didn't know the answer to. Thank you for the answer. And the people read it really carefully, they'll understand.
Thank you. Councillor Milne, number 2, 10.4, uses of recycled plastics.
Happy with that, thanks for sitting there.
Okay, and 10.5, land titles update.
Yes, happy with that, thank you.
And happy with the report on rezoning of land, Yalta and Coolong.
Yes, thank you.
Okay. 10.7, Councillor Milne, Lower Murray Water Infrastructure. Happy with that?
Yeah, happy with that. And with 10.8.
10.8, thank you. Okay, councillors, let's go to 14.
That's 11 questions.
Oh, questions. Yes, that's right. Any questions from councillors? Councillor Fulton.
Mr. Mayor, the first question is the new, and it's in inverted commas, truck washing facility at the Mildura landfill operational? How long did it operate after we built it? What was the cost of construction, and why doesn't it work?
That will be taken on notice. Thank you, Councillor Thorburn. Any further questions?
Yes, two more, Mr. Mayor. Will I be Will I be getting an answer soon to a previously asked question in which I raised an open council relating to the code of conduct governance issues under the jurisdiction of the Chief Executive Office?
I believe you answered that on the night.
I think you better use mine to see that.
Your Honour. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I actually responded to Councillor Thorpe on the night.
Okay, thank you. Any further questions,
Councillor? Mr. Mayor, why were all the paying public not allowed to park inside the recreation reserve during the operation of the Nitro Circus, which caused great havoc in car parking in the neighbourhoods surrounding the recreational complex? That's part A. Part B, why weren't the organisers instructed to use parking spaces inside the recreational reserve, as 75% of the trotting track was not in use, and there was no use made of the harness horse float area, and these two areas could have accommodated 500 car spaces that would have been safe from going on the street? And the next part of the question is, what is the parking policy in relation to users and hirers of the Mildura Recreation Reserve? And that's the question.
Thank you.
Mr. Horsley, through you, Mr. Mayor, I'll try to do A, B and C in one hit. That event was actually organised by promoters, and they organised the Eora event. We provided advice to them as they requested it, so it was really up to them to organise how they were organising their parking to best meet their customers' needs, and obviously that's what they did.
Can I ask C again, because that's not really an answer to...
What was the C question?
C part was, what is the council parking policy in regard to users and hirers of the Mildura Recreation Reserve?
Again, it depends on who's actually running the event, what the requirements are, but we don't really... I mean, the parking around the event is public car parking, and the signage that's particular there, unless we actually put in a POTE, which is a public open space, entertainment arrangement, and there'll be specific arrangements for that. Excuse me, I'm not aware that was done for this event.
Any other questions, councillors? Councillor Newman.
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. I've got a few. First, can we raise the issue of cost shifting by the state government at this month's forum? In particular, the plan by the State Government of Victoria to have councils monitor pool fence safety. This is really a matter for the companies who are experts in it, that sell the pools, and it should be funded by the state as suggested by the MAV, but it's just another impost for us as council, so I'd like some discussion around that.
Question? Yes, so we'll have that.
Further to this issue is the Mildura Wharf. We have to seek approval from Wentworth Shire for any works, but other wharves in New South Wales are funded by their Public Works Department, and I'm wondering if we can look at this issue. Again, it's actually cost-shifting by the New South Wales Government onto us.
Mr. Horsley, Mr.
Chiefs. I'll have a go, Mr. Mayor. Yes, we are aware of that particular issue with regard to our wharf, and while we try to work as closely as we can with our New South Wales counterparts, there's not a lot of funding flow back the other way, and there is a capital submission for this to be considered at the next for the council to consider it. It is a very good point, and we try to avoid it where we can, but it is becoming a matter of urgency, the wharf in particular, some of the safety issues that are associated with it, and we really need to do that, and it will be council's decision to contribute to that. Obviously there's a high usage of Victorians that do use that wharf, even though it is on New South Wales territory.
As you know, Councillor Milne raised the issue on numerous occasions as well.
Now, the question. New South Wales, the other wharves, they're public works, they're public building, they're quite substantial, and they fund them not so. Not the Wentworth Shire, but the public works fund. While we're on the river, there's also an issue of pump out stations, which I believe aren't being maintained in working condition. and I'm led to believe that this raw sewage being pumped into the river. Can we check that too, because that is a concern for tourism?
Yes, that'll be checked out for sure. Thank you.
Next one is, can we have funding on projects identified in percentages of ratepayers' funds and grant money so that the community can better understand where the money's being spent? So what I'm asking is, when we spend on a project, we identify X amount was ratepayer fund, came out of the rates, and the rest from grants. So it's very clear so the public can understand where we're spending their money, and also give them a better idea of where we're getting grant money to actually build those projects.
Thought we did that, but pass it over to you.
Thank you. Through you, Mr. Mayor. Yes, we can do that. And in the current preparation of the budget for 18-19, which will be before council soon, and out for public comment, the budget does have a breakdown of grant income as well.
Yeah.
So, yes, we can.
Yep. Also, we've just had a report on sustainability released, and that's the inquiry into sustainability and operational challenges of Victorian rural and regional councils. Can I suggest that we look at setting up a policy portfolio or subcommittee to deal with the many issues that this report raises, so we're actually in front of the game? I'd be happy to head this up, and so when we get reports such as this, we can work our way through them and have some serious discussion on the points raised in those reports.
Councillor Milne, I might be able to cover that a little bit at our recent Regional Cities of Victoria meeting, which was last week. This very issue was raised, particularly with respect to how much money has been spent in Melbourne, how much has been the forecast grants from the state government as far as the city is concerned. The regional cities were quite concerned that their particular planning, their growth planning, is above the game, and they're getting results. So Regional Cities has moved that they will be looking at a Victorian regional growth strategy, and that will be circulated to all councils to for input. So I think that will be a pretty good document to lead us, and in particular they want to get it up for the lead up to the elections.
Yeah, I thank you for that information, Mr. Mayor, but it doesn't really address, I believe that we need to address the points that are within this document, like separating the funding and being very clear. There's other issues in there which I would point to, issues that aren't in there. State border issues, that they don't mention the borders because they don't have them in Melbourne. So I think we need to work our way through the document and pull it apart to see what we can do locally, not the big picture stuff, but actually change some of our practices so we're in front.
I understand that.
Mr. Mayor, I can through you. It is probably a worthwhile agenda item for our next forum.
Yeah. Thank you for that. I've mentioned the cross-border issue, so we'll put that one on that. I've also noticed in this report that the infrastructure gap for local government was $225 million in 2012, so it's obviously grown a bit. But I was wondering if we could maybe discuss taking a motion to the MAB State Council suggesting that the state provide a one-off grant to fund this gap. It's actually an affordable amount, especially given the wastage we've seen in Melbourne. So if it's a couple of hundred million, the state government could actually help all councils out by a one-off hit to fill that infrastructure gap.
I'll pass the question over to the CEO. I think it might be a bit late for this year.
Mr. Mayor, I think the preliminary motions have been accepted. We might have to get that up as a late motion.
Yeah. Last one is, do we have any roads that are not suitable for bike riders, given the new clearance laws? And have we checked There are a number of councils that have banned push bikes on certain roads due to double white lines and clearance issues. So there's just not enough space there for a car to go past the bike.
And we'll take that on notice. Thank you.
Yeah, that's it. Thank you.
Any other questions, councillors? Okay. We'll go to management report 14. We have 14.1 Murrayville Library site proposed location and the recommendations of 2. Do I have a move? Councillor Brown seconded. Councillor Milne. Do I have any objections? Those in favour? Harry. 14.2, response to petition improvements to the dog park. Do I have a mover? Councillor Bullsburn, seconder. Councillor Milne, do I have any objections?
Can I just speak to it, Mr. Mayor, briefly?
Briefly, yes, Councillor.
I just want to briefly point out that people that haven't as yet made any comments about it should do so. I think it closes on the 30th of this month, so there's only a couple of days. I have spoken to some people and they said they posted a couple of Facebook comments, but I said that you may have to do a little bit more than that and outline your views on this park. Already we have adopted, I understand, a number of the concerns that have been on the Facebook page, and hopefully we'll get some more comments, and hopefully we may be able to have a look at these, and even later on, seeing we've already done some works down there, when the 6-monthly review of the current budget comes in, we may be able to get some extra works following once we've got all these comments on the dog park with us. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Thorburn. Do I have any objections? Those in favour? Against? That's carried. Thank you. 14.3, adoption of waterway manager instrument of delegation, and the recommendations of 2. Councillor Milne seconded. Councillor Modica. Any objectors? Those in favour? Carried. 14.4, we have
conflict of interest, family member works at the City Hall.
Okay, thank you, Councillor Modica. Conflict of interest.
No, everyone.
Okay. 14.4, Mildura City Heart Incorporated Annual Business Plan 2018 to 2019. The recommendation of 2. Councillor Clements and seconded Councillor Milne. Any objectors? Those in favour? It's carried.
Yep. I just wanted to make a comment. In the minutes from that, it mentioned that City Heart Chair was at the forum, but they weren't.
Okay, thank you for that amendment.
Sorry, can you repeat that?
The Chair.
Okay, thanks.
I can smell it.
Councillor Modica, that was passed and presented. 14.5, Special Audit Committee meeting with the minutes summary and the recommendation of 2. Do I have a mover? Councillor Clements seconded. Councillor Modica. Any objectors? Those in favour? That's passed. Thank you. 14.7, the use and development. Quarterly financial management report at 14.6, councillors, and the recommendations of 2. Do I have a mover? Councillor Milne, seconded Councillor Cirillo. Any objectors? All in favour? Carry. Thank you. 14.7? No. Use and development of land for materials recycling for the stockpiling and reprocessing of waste concrete and associated material, and a reduction in the car parking requirements and associated with car revenue extension.
Mr. Mayor, I've got a conflict of interest. The company appointed that is Waters Excavation, it's owned by my brother-in-law.
Thank you, Councillor Milne. Point 7, we're seeking a motion. Councillor Thorburn.
Mr. Mayor, I move refusal.
Big fun.
I move refusal to grant the permit.
Thank you. We'll have a seconder. Councillor Clements. Do you have any objectors? Councillor Brown. Councillor Thorburn, would you like to open the debate, please?
Mr. Mayor, I've looked at this rather carefully and been to the planning and also read a number of the objections. Now, in the past, we have had nearby a similar operation, which was a kind of a quarry operation and also an area that created a lot of dust. That was the Hansen thing not far away from this site. And they terminated their activities, I do believe, around about December of last year, although that particular permit doesn't expire for 2 years. Somebody could come along and reactivate it within that 2 year period. There is an overlay on it, and that overlay partially comes across the application before us. Now, what I want to say about the application, it is a fresh application because what had happened, it has been operating in a similar style for, I think there was a 12-month temporary permit that was issued, and then it was continued on, and then VCAT took it away. So it was stopped at VCAT level following some agitation, and now this is a fresh application. Now, before, I think that even in my mind, when Hansen operated it, they were the original people there, and then the residents came along afterwards. However, this time, we're in a situation where this site, which is owned by Lower Murray Water, and which an operator's been using to clean up some of the concrete that came out of the Sunraysia modernisation project, and also other works were done on it using the crusher there that they had. However, the residents actually, if this is a fresh application, the residents actually have had the houses there first, and so therefore. And there has been quite a number of residents in the area that have objected against this proposal. Now, originally, in the temporary permit, I understand it was for 10 acres. This fresh application is for 20 acres of the site. Now, the 10 acres, the original 10 acres, were on the furthest side away from the grape property, from the Piscineries, who are neighbours of this particular operation. Now, the Piscineries, I think about 5 years ago, they took out their dried fruit about the time of the Sunraysia modernisation project, and they put in wine grapes. And it's fresh right about to this area that the applicant has put forward to have a crushing operation, which creates dust. And that's a problem I'll talk about in just a moment. But the thing is that they didn't object to the original application, which was because it was only temporary, because the Piscineries actually supported the Sunraysia modernisation project. That's why they planted the table grapes. But now they've found that with the dust that comes across, it's costing them extra money to harvest their crop, and it's causing them a lot of concern. At the moment, with that 10 acres in the new application, I think the border, apart from just a fence, is an earthen wall, which, and this earth wall, certainly, if it's windy, creates a further dust problem.
You have 1 minute remaining.
The dust problem Regarding that, I was very impressed by, especially Mr. Bidgley, who I made an application. Mr. Bidgley is probably well known as one of the local health professionals. You know, he's got a professional job. He's a CEO of one of the local organisations, and he outlined, you know, some of the problems that he was having for his family. And he's probably about 400 or 500 metres away from this crushing plant. Now, Hanson's moved out because they couldn't contain the dust that blew away off their site, and that was a condition of their permit. And I can't see how this one can probably do the same thing. Number of objections. Now, the other side of the road is actually zoned industrial. This land is zoned, special use. And I think the other side, already one of the properties wanted to put a crusher on the other side of the EPA, objected to it, and he took away the materials that he had on that land. So he understood.
Your time's up there.
Okay.
I'll move the time extension.
I'll grant that. From Councillor Ram Shirley.
Now, I mentioned that, the overlay situation. I know that the applicant's a little bit worried about where, if he can't use this particular site, where could he go? Well, we've got an area out of Thurla, which I believe is further out, and is an area that could be used for this operation. I also know that the applicant also has another block of land, I think he leases off council, in 20th Street, which is not far away from this particular site. But this site that we're talking about now, that Lower Murray Water have placed all the concrete from the channels for the modernisation project, this site is immediately adjacent to the old Shire of Mildura Municipal Tip, which was closed down and one day will be rehabilitated. Now, the other side of the road, I know it's got industrial land on it, but I think that the industry that will go there, it's probably because of the number of houses and future objections, will probably find that things like doing crushing is not going to be allowed in the future. It's going to be very difficult for anyone to set up, and I really believe that because of the situation, Mr. Mayor, I can't really
One support. Minute, Councillor Thornton, thank you.
I can't really, the reason why I move is that I do not believe that the applicant will be able to contain the dust which are within the site of the property, especially as this is a further site. It's an additional 10 acres. It was 10 acres only, now it's a 20 acre site.
Thank you, Councillor Thorburn. Councillor Shirilla. Second?
I second
the first. Councillor Clemens seconded. Thanks, Councillor Clemens.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I agree with everything that my colleague has just said. Hanson had something called existing use rights. They had that crusher and that property for over 30 years, and that prevented the planning department from basically being able to stop them from working there. This new site is a slap in the face to all of those people who tried very hard to try and stop the Hanson plant, because now it's just another one started up, but it's like all of their nightmares have just resurrected themselves. We've got over 20 complainants complaining of dust, noise and vibration, but importantly, some of the local residents, one employee said his wife died from lung cancer that may have been caused by silica. Silica is a product that is emitted into the air when you crush concrete and other materials, and it is quite dangerous. Some people gave us the forum the planning forum some photos, and there were some photos there of dust rising above this crushing plant of some probably a couple hundred feet on a dead still day. Now, if the wind picked up and picked that, it would move that quite some significant distance. It was also noted by one of the objectors that even when the plant's not operating, when we had that 50k wind the other day, basically all of the dust from that site just lifted and moved out across Cardross and Redcliffe. I think it's important from a planning perspective to note that this is not, this particular pad is not in an industrial zone, it's next to an industrial zone, and therefore it actually shouldn't be there. Now, this is a public use zone, and a public rights zone, and it's owned by Lower Murray Water, but it's not an industrial zone. And if you remember, just recently we knocked back a planning application in Benetook Avenue for Sunrise Ag, because it was not in an industrial zone. And they were told that they wouldn't get it because it's not an industrial zone. So, you know, we need consistency here, and we need to say, well, this is not where it should be. Mr. Costa gave evidence that there are many VCAT determinations that state that industrial use should not be located on farming zone land. Well, this is non-farming zone land, but it's right next to it. You've got the Fiskin areas were represented, and they are having enormous problems with their fruit. And this is fruit that people eat, this is consumed, and this stuff is, this silica stuff is dangerous. The Cancer Council of Australia says it only takes a very small amount of silica to create a health hazard. Silica dust is harmful when inhaled. Exposure to silica dust can lead to the development of lung cancer through silicosis and irreversible scarring and stiffening of the lungs. Kidney disease and heart disease also occur.
1 minute, Councillor.
It's estimated that 250 people in Australia each year develop lung cancer as a result of exposure to silica dust. Fellow councillors, I firmly believe that this plant is in the wrong place. There are now residents and houses around there. There weren't initially, but now there are. This whole industrial zone, in my view, should have a caveat over it or a planning overlay to say that there should be no heavy industry or no heavy polluting industry in that area. You've got food production there. You've got wine production and you've got houses. This is not the area to have those kinds of industries. They should go down to Thurla or some other area, 10 k's down the road, where there's nobody and there would be no problem. But people can get hurt and people can get disease, and we need to look after our community. That's our responsibility.
Thank you, Councillor Clements. Councillor Brown, against the motion?
Not totally. I really would have preferred the original motion get up. I can't work out why the opposite was put up, personally. Because I was wanting to listen to the debate on it, and I have to object so I can get some debate, otherwise I feel the meeting is going to go. I did drive out there today, had a good look. I personally felt no issues with the place. Listening to other people, there's objections there, I accept that. But it did seem fairly isolated. It was down our way, actually, you know, plus there's no people, is there? So, but anyway, that's all, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Brown. Any other councillors for the motion? I'd like to speak for the motion. Against the motion? Councillor Forbin, you can now close.
Mr. Mayor, I think Councillor Clements has covered most of the other parts of it. The reason it was moved in the way it was is that I believe that if this is not the end of it as far as the applicant is concerned, because what we're doing is refusing the permit. He can take this, of course, to VCAT if he so desires. The thing that my policy and council has been for a long time, that I don't like seeing the individual ratepayers having to go to a VCAT, because it's a very difficult situation, because then they have to fight against the actual case, and they're actually fighting against Mildura Rural City Council. In this occasion, the person who will benefit the most, the person who will benefit from the most is the person that will have to pay to go to VCAT. And that's something that he's right. And I would suggest if it goes to VCAT, then the residents may have to put up some kind of case as well and fight the decision that we've just made tonight. But I believe, like Councillor Clements said, that this is not the area now. We look as though, hopefully, that there'll be no more of this very heavy industry of this particular type in this particular area. It's the overlay, as I said before, doesn't include all of this site. It only includes part of the site, and unfortunately the part of the site that the overlay is over is actually the area closest to the Piscineries. And on that basis, I hope the councillors will support the motion in this instance to refuse a permit for the as for the operation as set out in the council business plan.
Thanks, Councillor Thorburn. I'll put the motion now. All those in favour? Against? That's carried. Thank you. The motion's carried. If you could have Councillor Milne back in the room, thank you. Councillor Milne, the motion was not to grant the permit, and that was carried. We go to 14.8 now, councillors, major promotional sign, 2092 15th Street, Irimple. Can I have a motion? Thank you, Councillor Moderator.
Thank you, Mayor Pickle. I'd like to put a motion to refuse to grant a recommendation. The promotional sign on the corner of 15th Street and Caradoc Avenue. The community clearly believes that the sign affects the amenity of the town.
The motion's fine. Yep. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Poole. Do I have any objectors? No objectors. Would you like to speak to the motion?
Yeah, I'll just finish what I was saying. I think the community clearly believes that the sign affects the amenity of the town. Show a deep interest in having input into their town and its development in the future. I'd also like to say, as Councillor Thorburn stated in the previous case, that there will probably be a trip to VCAT, which is always an issue, but there was always an opportunity to have people say, and that's how a democracy on the ground works. If people have that opportunity to have the input and help create the amenity of their own town, they feel much more connected and able to feel comfortable with their town. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Modica.
Yes. I just comment.
Only one comment. You didn't vote against it.
No.
No. It was
only voted.
Only one comment. We've had a mover and a seconder, Councillor Brown.
Oh, was it?
Now, councillors, I'd like to put the motion. All those in favour? Against? Okay, it's a motion as captain. Thank you. Urgent business, George?
No, not on my role.
Okay. Public questions.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. We've got a number of public questions. One we have from Maria Rydell in relation to cumulative impacts of huge billboards. There's statements there and a number of questions and statements which will be taken on notice and a reply will be provided.
Okay, thank you.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, I've a number of questions regarding the operation of the pound. As per other council meetings, they're quite numerous, and from Kim Chambers and Narelle Smith, and we'll respond to each of those questions in writing. I have a further question from Eileen Pika, who has asked, whose responsibility is the pavement and curbing outside the Pizza Cafe? It is extremely dangerous to people with disabilities and mobility issues. If council is responsible, then will it be attended to? It is overdue. So we will ensure that it's inspected. We have regular inspections of the CBD in regard to footpath faults, etc., but we'll make sure that is inspected and the faults rectified.
Okay, yeah, thank you, Ms. Whelan.
I've got a few more, Mr. Mayor.
Okay, fine.
I've got another question.
Oh, good.
I've got a question from Aaron Walsh in regard to the dog park, and Aaron has been actively setting up a community group, the Mildura Dog Park Community Group, which has 119 members, and Aaron's question is there any way we can assist with the promotion or work in conjunction with council on this project slash trial? And yes, there certainly is. There is a plans to set up and establish a community reference group to evaluate and go through the actual trial comments. So there will be an opportunity there for us to contact Erin, and if she wanted to be a part of that group, that would be certainly possible. And there is also a broader strategic piece of work, which is the public open space strategy, which we'll be considering on the information collected from this trial. That'll help inform what we do with dog parks, not just at the current site, but what might be possible across the municipality. So there's certainly opportunities there. Thanks.
Thank you, Mr. Horson. No further questions. Thank you. Well, I'd like to thank you one and all for your attendance this evening. And I'd also like to extend to the veterans and those serving in the armed forces that you've got a very important day tomorrow, and we're all thinking of you, and I hope that the community gets out there and engages in our ANZAC Day ceremonies. We've got confidential business coming up, and council resolved to move into confidential business now and deal with 17.1 section 82 2H, any other matter, Freeman of the City. 17.2 section 82 2E, proposed developments, future change room provision at Kenny Park. 17.3 section 89 2D, contractual matters, tender award, groundwater and gas monitoring for Mildura Rural City Council landfill sites, contract 1718-27, and 17.4 section 82 2D, contractual matters, tender award, provision of security services, contract 1718-30. We have a motion, councillors, to move out of business. Councillor Chirillo and seconded Councillor Monica. All in favour? Thank you. Thank you.